This is KUNM. I'm Hannah Colton. New Mexico has the highest percentage of Latinx and Hispanic voters of any state in the U.S. According to the Pew Research Center, nearly 43% of eligible voters in the state are Hispanic. Isabel Calderon, a Peruvian graduate student, lives in the Barelas neighborhood near downtown Albuquerque with her two young sons and her elderly mother. As part of KUNM's Voices Behind the Vote series, she spoke with reporter Yasmin Khan about the importance of exercising her right to vote as an immigrant and what issues she's keeping in mind this election.
We are at my house. I'm with my sons and my mother. Like always, she's cooking for me and my family. Isabel moved to the United States from Peru 15 years ago, first living in Seattle before settling in Albuquerque.
Me sentí muy conectada con mucha gente que...
I feel connected with a lot of people who still have significant connections with their home countries. I have friends from Argentina, Brazil. It is a big community that is also very political. And I think it is one of the things I like most about living in Albuquerque. I didn't have that experience in Seattle. Isabel says caring for her two young boys and school keep her busy. She's working on a master's degree in speech-language pathology at the University of New Mexico. In Peru, I was a super activist. I knew lots of people with clear, formed ideas about politics, and I've always felt attracted to these kinds of political activist movements. Here, I am less active. I participate, but not as much as I used to. I think it has to do with being in school and my changing priorities. This election, Isabel says, she's thinking about the healthcare system, the education system, and all the democratic systems that seem to be at risk right now. I have in mind that we need a president that at least demonstrates growth, that shows that they are at least open to hear ideas and recognize their mistakes, because if not, there's no movement forward. We need a person who takes this seriously, that thousands of people have been affected by this pandemic, who have died, the businesses and economy that are destroyed, and how the actual president has represented us at a global level and how he has managed this pandemic. It's embarrassing and it's sad. It has to change. Isabel says voting has always been important to her. She has voted twice since she moved to the United States. She had to wait several years to become eligible to take the citizenship test and says it was frustrating not having a say in the political system while living, working, and paying taxes here.
Yo lo encuentro como un sentimiento bastante...
I felt very frustrated and impotent and angry. When one is contributing to the economy and playing the role of the citizen, you should have the right to ask for what you need. And above all, when you are part of the economy and are part of this country for so many years, you want to speak up. Your voice is important. She says elections are very different in Peru. Voting is mandatory there. And like in several Latin American countries, there are strict rules around it. In Peru, alcohol and firearm sales are banned during voting days, as are large gatherings and even entertainment shows. In Peru, for example, you have to vote or else you have a fine. You have to pay a lot of money. Here, because you don't have that, people are a lot less interested in voting. We are in the cradle of capitalism, so there are thousands of distractions to keep you from thinking about politics, the education system, the healthcare system, whatever. So people here have more instruments to distract them, which keeps them apathetic.
Le quiero decir a los latinos en este estado que si tienes el derecho de votar, ejerce tu derecho.
I want to say to all the Latino people of this state, if you have the right to vote, exercise that right and vote. There is a lot at stake. These are very important elections. Your voices will be heard.
Nuestras voces pueden ser escuchadas.
For KUNM, I'm Yasmin Khan.
That was KUNM's Yasmin Khan, speaking with Isabel Calderon, a mother and graduate student at UNM. Find more of our Voices Behind the Vote series at kunm.org.